First, we are joined by the head of basketball operations and the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. He was named Hawks GM in 2017, spent five seasons as assistant GM of the Golden State Warriors. Atlanta's coming off a season where they were 29-53. They hold on to the 8th and 10th picks overall in this year's draft. Travis Schlenk is my guest. Travis, really nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Romy?
Good, good. Great to visit with you. Let me start at the top where you've made the point that before the lottery, you can't get too worried about it or too worked up about it because you can't control it. That does take some discipline, though. So what was your reaction when you saw the results of the lottery, and what was that process like?
Well, at first, when I saw 10, I got nervous that that was our pick that was falling from 7 to 10. And I'm not great at math. That didn't add up to me because they didn't really make it clear. And then once we figured out that that was the Dallas pick, obviously a little disappointed to fall back three spots. But with the new lottery odds, you know, you're going to see more of that stuff.
Travis Schlenk joining us. You will. And then when you look at your situation overall, you're part of a rebuilding process. You understand that. But the analytics team projected you'd win 25 or 26 games this season. You go on and you win 29. Now, I know you're not going to plan a victory parade for that, but how pleased were you with the way the season went?
Yeah, if you followed us closely, we really got off to a rough start. You know, John Collins missed our first 17 games, which certainly didn't help. And obviously it's been well documented, Trey struggles in the month of November, but just, you know, the young guys sticking with it. We have a new head coach in Lloyd Pierce who did a phenomenal job for us this year, keeping the morale high, keeping guys working every day, and to, you know, start to see the growth of the young players individually, but then, you know, the team collectively, which was all you can really ask for when you're going through this process.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to say fans love to focus on number one draft picks, but if you look at the four teams that are playing in the conference finals right now, how much of their success is about player development, and then how much of that informed your hiring of Lloyd Pierce last year to be your head coach?
Well, for my time at Golden State, as you mentioned, I spent 13 years there. Started off working in the video department there way back when I had a full head of hair. Worked my way up to assistant coach and then made the transition from the coaching side to the front office. And, you know, I used to take a ton of pride back in, you know, 14-15 season, the year that they first won the championship. And, you know, the starting five at that time was Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Harrison Barnes, Draymond Green, and Festus Ezeli, five guys that we had drafted from my time in the front office there who had, you know, stuck together, gotten better, were able to sprinkle in some veterans along the way. So it's extremely important when you look at these teams, you know, Portland, Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum leading the way, there are guys they've drafted there. Milwaukee, you know, drafting out of Kudo. So you gotta get a little lucky in the draft, but it is certainly a proven way to build a team.
We are talking to Travis Schlenk. He is the head of basketball operations and the GM of the Hawks. You know, since you mentioned Golden State and Draymond in particular, let me ask you, because he's had an amazing postseason. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's literally one of the most dynamic and incredible players in the league, but he was the 35th pick overall because teams weren't sure about where he'd play on the court. So what do you remember about evaluating him back then, and what did you see that let you know that he was the guy you wanted?
I think when we were going through the process of that draft, what really stood out to us, we brought him in for one of these workouts. You know, we brought in six guys to work out, and it was a defensive closeout drill we were doing, and he must have blocked six guys' jumpers in a row. Because, as you mentioned, people were saying, you know, well, is he a four? Is he a three? What's he going to be? And it turns out he's best at the five a lot of times for Golden State. But his ability just to guard multiple positions, defend on the perimeter, and, you know, having the strength and toughness to go battle big guys inside. And, you know, even though he's only probably 6'6", you know, he's got the 7'2", 7'3" wingspan, so that allows him to rebound inside with the big guys. So what really stood out, I guess, is his effort and desire, and obviously you see the passion on the floor watching him now.
Appreciate your thoughts on that. Now, you go back to this past season, a lot of your success begins with Trae Young. Now, you don't draft him with the fifth pick overall if you don't have high expectations. At the same time, running the point is the toughest job in the NBA, and doing it at age 20 is even tougher. So when you evaluated him, what did you see that let you know that he could do this at a very high level?
Well, what really stood out to me watching Trey at Oklahoma for that year was just his ability to read the defense and make the right play. You know, obviously they ran a ton of pick and rolls, but he was able to run the pick and roll and see where the help was coming on the roll, or if there wasn't help there, to be able to make the lob passes to the big guy rolling. So being able to read it's huge, but then he also has this skill set where he can make that pass. He can make passes with his left and or his right hand and put it on the money right in the shooting pocket for guys. So, you know, just his basketball IQ and learning how to read the different defensive schemes that he saw in the NBA early, and we saw the growth there, but then actually having the ability to make those plays. You know, his passing is what really stood out. Obviously, he got a ton of recognition for shooting long shots. And then, you know, he, as we mentioned, struggled at the beginning of the year with that, but, you know, the second half of the season, he was really, really good for us. So we're excited about his future here in Atlanta.
We're talking to Travis Schlenk. You know, one more thought about that. He's got that high basketball IQ. He's got a great skill set. And I know you're pointing out that he moves the ball so well, but he just seems like he has this innate ability to create offense. How much of what Young has is something that you just can't teach?
Well, certainly there's a lot of it. He's got that inner self-belief, inner self-confidence. You know, he was placed under a microscope at Oklahoma, obviously because of the trade on draft night. You know, he was declared a bust after his first summer league game when he went 0-for-11 from three, and you know, things got off to a rocky start for him, but he hung with it. He never lost confidence in himself. He never lost faith in what we were trying to run and trying to teach him here, and you know, we saw the results. You know, some kids, they just have that it factor, and he's certainly one of those guys.
Travis Schlenk is joining us. Now, your journey to this point is really interesting in the sense that it started in Selden, Kansas. It's a town of roughly 200 people. What was life like in Selden growing up?
You've done some research, man.
I'm impressed. Not with my research, but that you started there. What was that like?
Let's say uneventful. You know, it's a small agricultural town, you know, unincorporated, which, you know, means there's no cops, there's no hospital, there's no streetlights, you know, no paved roads, but it was a good place to grow up. You know, we didn't have to worry about a lot of the problems that you have to worry about, you know, in today's world.
I get that. And then you played at Bethel College, and you did a master's at Wichita State, and then some time in the basketball operations staff with the Orlando Magic, director of basketball ops at the University of Georgia, video coordinator with Miami Heat. What that means is you're around guys like Chuck Daly, Eric Spoelstra, Stan Van Gundy, Pat Riley. What kinds of lessons did you learn from them that help you right now?
Well, I think the biggest thing I learned, and as you just rattled off, I've been unbelievably fortunate to be around some really, really great coaches and great basketball minds. But I think what stands out is all those guys, and throw Don Nelson in there from my time at Golden State, they had completely different styles, and they were all extremely successful. So I think what I took from all of them is just to be true to who you are and be the person you are. You know, these guys in the NBA, these players, they're so smart. And they can spell out a fraud. So if you're trying to be something you're not, or being dishonest or just truthful, they figure it out real quick and you lose credibility.
Listen, before you go, I know you're all about the opportunity and the challenge in front of you, but the fact is when you went to Golden State, you played a major role in building what they are right now. What do you remember about the Warriors when you first arrived there?
What I remember about Golden State when I first got there, I had spent the previous four seasons in Miami where we were, you know, led by Pat Riley and winning division championships and, you know, in contention for winning a championship every year. And I got to the Bay Area and they'd have 18,000 people showing up and the team was winning 30 games a year. And I just remember saying to myself that, man, if we ever get a roll in here, this place is going to go crazy. And, you know, we saw a glimpse of that with the We Believe Warriors. And then obviously, you know, what they've turned into now. The fans of the Bay Area are great and they love their Warriors.
And then finally, I wonder what it was like when you were on the other side. As an example, growing up in Kansas, the dream was to be a coach. So what was it like when Larry Riley first approached you about moving to the front office side?
Well, initially there was a little, you know, I don't want to say feelings hurt, but a little disappointed. You know, I thought I was good at that. But at the time, my wife and I had just had our first child. And, you know, traditionally there was more security in the front office. So we thought we'd give it a give it a go, and obviously it's worked out well for me.
I was going to say it worked out pretty well, though. Named the GM in 2017. Atlanta is holding the 8th and 10th picks in this year's draft. Travis Schlenk, my guest. Travis, great to have you on. I'm glad we could finally do that. Great talking to you.
All right. Thanks, Romy.
You got it. Travis Schlenk.